Crenation is the shrinkage of red blood cells to develop multiple protrusions. Crenation occurs when the plasma membrane of animal cell in a hypotonic solution collapses. Effect of osmosis on plant cells. Note that the cell sap is used in comparison or reference with the external solution for a plant cell, but not the cytoplasm. If a plant cell, such as onion epidermal cell of Rio discolor, basophil cell, is placed in a less concentrated solution than the cell sap, such as distilled water. Water moves into the cell by osmosis through the cell membrane, which serves as a partially permeable membrane. Because the cell sap is a more concentrated solution than distilled water, if the cell remains in the solution for a long time, the cell membrane allows more water to move into the cell until concentration on both sides of the cell is the same. The extra water in the vacuum builds an outward pressure which pushes the cytoplasm and the cell membrane against the cell wall. The cell swells up but does not burst because the cell wall resists outward pressure. A turgid cell arrows indicate trigger pressure on the cell wall. If a plant cell is placed in a hypotonic solution, it takes in water by osmosis through the partially permeable membrane. This continues until the concentration of the cell sap and the external solution are equal. But for very dilute external solutions, such as distilled water, which has 100% of water molecules, the vacuum continues to absorb water. Extra water in the vacuum tends to increase the volume of the vacuum. The cell may swell, but a point is reached when the rigid cell wall will not allow further expansion. Increase in the volume of vacuum pushes the cytoplasm and the cell membrane against the cell wall. This pressure is referred to as a turgid pressure. Turgidity and turgid pressure. The pressure generated by the vacuum on the cell wall as a result of extra water in the vacuum is referred to as turgid pressure. Turgid pressure is the outward pressure that builds up in a cell as a result of osmosis. The cell wall is rigid and may not allow further expansion. The cell does not burst because the rigid cell wall produces an inward force against turgid pressure. As the cell sap continues to absorb water, turgid pressure increases until it is equal to the inward pressure of the cell wall. At this point, turgid pressure is maximum. When the cell is fully extended, the cell wall cannot be stretched further and the cell is said to be turgid. A turgid cell is the one which takes in extra water such that the outward pressure on the cell wall equals inward pressure of the cell wall. Turgidity is the situation that occurs when a plant cell placed in a hypotonic solution takes in maximum amount of water by osmosis to extend that the cell wall is fully stretched and the cell can no longer take in water. At this time, the outward pressure exerted by the cell sap on the cell wall equals an opposite inward pressure exerted by the cell wall. Importance of turgidity. Turgidity is the normal state of plant cells. It provides support. It brings about openings of the stomata due to the turgidity of guide cells in the epidermis of the leaf. Flaccidity. A normal plant cell is turgid. When a plant cell is exposed to a condition that makes it lose water by osmosis or any other means, the cell sap loses water by osmosis and the pressure in the vacuum increases and no longer pushes against the cell wall. The cell then loses its turgidity and is said to be flaccid or flabby. A flaccid cell is the one which loses its turgidity. Importance of flaccidity. It brings about the closing of the stomata due to flaccidity of the guard cells of the leaf. It leads to wilting in plants. Wilting in plants occurs when the cells lose water either by excessive evaporation or osmosis and become weak and flaccid. It occurs when water loss exceeds water uptake. Causes of wilting. 1. High pressure. 2. Low relative humidity. 3. Windy condition. 4. Salinity. 5. Fungal infection. 6. Improper application of inorganic fertilizer. Effects of wilting. Permanent wilting leads to death of plants. Plant cell in hypertonic solution. If a plant cell is such as onion epidermal cell or epidermal cell of fruit discolor, is placed in a more concentrated solution than the cell sap, such as sugar solution. Water moves from the cell by osmosis through the cell membrane, which serves as a partially permeable membrane. Because the sugar solution is a more concentrated solution than the cell sap, the vacuole becomes smaller and the cell becomes flaccid. As the cell sap loses more water, the vacuole collapses, pulling the cytoplasm and the cell membrane away from the cell wall. The cell is said to be plasmolyzed. Plasmolysis. Plasmolysis occurs when a plant cell in a hypertonic solution loses water by osmosis, such that the vacuole collapses and pulls the cytoplasm and the cell wall, the cell membrane away from the cell wall. Plasmolysis is the shrinkage of the protoplasm. When a cell is placed in a hypertonic solution and water is drawn out of the cell, experiment to demonstrate plasmolysis in a living cell. Materials needed: microscope, microscope slide and cover, a pair of forceps, scalpel, a concentrated salt solution, distilled water, a piece of onion epidermis. The method is: put a piece of onion epidermis or a piece of spirogyral filament or epidermis of real discolor on a glass slide. Add drops of water and observe the normal structure of the cell under the microscope. The cells would be seen turgid. Remove water with blotting paper. Add few drops of concentrated salt solution to the specimen. Leave for a few minutes. Observe the specimen under microscope. It would be observed that cytoplasm would be seen to have shrunk and drawn away from the cell wall, indicating that plasmolysis has occurred. Summary of the effects of osmosis. Animal cell in a hypotonic solution for a long time. The result is hemolysis. Animal cell in a hypotonic solution for a long time. The result is crenation. Normal state of plant is turgidity. Plant cell in hypotonic solution for a long time. The result is turgidity. Plant cell in a hypotonic solution is flaccidity. Plant cell in a hypertonic solution for a long time. This result is plasmolysis. Importance of osmosis in living things. Absorb 1. Absorption of water by root hairs of plants from the soil. 2. Movement of water across the cortex of the root. 3. Controls openings and closing of stomata in leaves. 4. Provides turgidity in plants. 5. Wilting of plants may be caused by excessive loss of water, leading to flaccidity of cells. 6. Inhibition by seeds for germination. Role of osmosis in animals. Reabsorption of water in the proximal convoluted tubule and the collecting duct during the urine formation. 2. Absorption of water in the colon. 3. Absorption of water from tissue fluid into the blood. 4. Movement of water into the body of aquatic organisms. Role of osmosis in unicellular organisms. Osmoregulation and excretion. Role of osmosis in food preservation. Microorganisms such as bacteria are responsible for food spoilage. Meat can be cured with salt. Salt creates a hypotonic medium which makes water to leave bacteria by osmosis and causes plasmolysis and death of bacteria. Active transport. It is the movement of substances from a region of lower concentration to a region of high concentration across a living membrane using energy from the cell. It is the movement of substances against a concentration gradient using energy from the cell. Energy in cells is the form of ATP. Factors affecting active transport. 1. Temperature. Temperature increases the rate of cellular respiration to provide energy. Hence, active transport increases as temperature increases. 2. Oxygen concentration. Oxygen is needed for cellular respiration to provide energy. Hence, active reduces when oxygen tension is low. Chemicals such as cyanide prevents ATP synthesis, hence reduced active transport. Examples of active transport: 1. Reabsorption of sugar and some salt in the kidney tubules during urine formation in mammals. 2. Absorption of food in the ileum into the bloodstream is by diffusion, but is sped up by active transport. 3. Redistribution of ions in the nerve cell to establish a potential difference. 4. Absorption of some mineral salts in the soil by root hairs of plants. 5. Uptake of iodine by some seaweed. Bulk transport. This involves the transportation of very large particles or substances in great quantities across the cell membrane. It allows droplets of liquids or food particles into the cell. Such substances are greater quantity or size than that cannot be catered for by diffusion, osmosis, or active transport. Bulk transport involves endocytosis and exocytosis. It involves transport vesicles associated with cell membrane. In endocytosis, transport vesicles are formed from the cell membrane when it folds inwards and then pinches off into the cytoplasm. In exocytosis, transport vesicles in the cytoplasm fuse with the cell membrane. Endocytosis involves taking in large particles or substances in great quantities into the cell. In this process, the cell membrane folds inward and forms a sac to enclose a substance. The sac pinches off to form a cytoplasmic vessel called a vacuole. There are two types of endocytosis involving ingestion of liquid and solids respectively. Pinocytosis involves endocytosis of liquid with relatively smaller substances. Phagocytosis involves taking in of large solids through the cell membrane by vessels. Pinocytosis involves taking in of liquids with solutes and small particles into the cell by vessels formed from the infolding of the cell membrane. In pinocytosis, the plasma membrane folds inward to form invagination, which encloses the fluid and later pinches off to become an internal vessel called vacuole. An example of pinocytosis is found in amoeba and embryo cells. Phagocytosis involves large particles, such as solid particles, which may be whole microorganism. Phagocytosis is the taking in of solid particles into the cell by vessels formed from the infolding of the plasma membrane. In phagocytosis, the plasma membrane folds inward to form an invagination, which encloses the particle and later pinches off to become an internal vessel called vacuole. Examples of phagocytosis: feeding habitat in amoeba, where the vesicle is called food vacuole. Destruction of bacteria by some white blood cells in humans. Removal of old red blood cells from the bloodstream by liver cells in humans. Exocytosis is the opposite of endocytosis. Exocytosis involves the movement of waste substances from the cell across the membrane. Exocytosis occurs when waste substances carried in vessels fused with the cell membrane to release their contact to the external environment. In this process, substances to be removed are enclosed in vessels. A vacuole moves to the surface of the cell where it fuses with the cell membrane. The content of the vacuole is then expelled through the opening of the cell. Examples of exocytosis: 1. Excretion and osmoregulation in amoeba and paramecium. 2. Release of insulin by cells of the pancreas. Osmotic balance in some organisms. The nature of the environment of an organism tends to influence movements of water in and out of the body by osmosis. However, each organism has a required salt and water content of the body fluid in order to function properly. The ability of an organism to maintain salt and water content of the body fluid is referred to as osmoregulation. An animal cell swells and bursts when too much water is taken. Most marine invertebrates, such as crabs, have body fluids isotonic to sea water. So, there is no osmosis between the body fluid of such organisms when they are surrounding water in which they live. Hence, no problem with osmoregulation.